This is Louis Bird. Today is February 27, the year 2002, and time is about 6 a.m. My name is Louis Bird. I am recording this tape on the subject of the Hudson Bay Area first contact of the Europeans of the Umuskego people in the shores of the Hudson Bay. There are many stories that have been told by our people, their experience of the first contact between the white people from distant land. And it's going to be very condensed form of this recording because there are some place in my collection this same subject have been recorded in my Cree language. And therefore, this words are from many, many different elders who have heard the story in various ways, not very uniform. But in order to keep it on the record, I have decided at least to record a small part of each, and that it can be written down someday. And then perhaps in time, other part of information will be found by the First Nation people who remember the story, and so it can be written down in properly in sequence. Now, I am going to do my style of telling story, which usually I put things in a sequence, and this is what I am going to do. As a storyteller, I have developed this kind of thing. And now I want to start from the beginning. There is a story that it came down to us from our ancestors in time past, even before the European ever set foot on this land. There is a story which I always try to say in trying to emphasize. Different stories has different name. Different stories have different purposes. So this kind of story is called quotation story. In our language, we say like this. Mona Yeshkina Batsauk, Oku Mestugo Soka Ishikapozik, Magi Tugupane. So the last part is where it says exactly mean end of quotation. That's what it actually means. The person who speaks are repeating the words of a person who have said something. And that's all there is. A statement is short. And then the story open. Sometimes the story is very long. And somewhere along in the middle, there is that word of a person about the story who said something of his word that has been kept alive. For some good reason, or sometimes for the question, sometimes it's mystical, sometimes it's dramatic. For that reason, it can be remembered and the story come to light. Sometimes the story doesn't come to light, but the story will be found in years to come, to have been a prediction of something to happen in the future. And this is one of them. And to make the story short, I am going to say there was a custom of a First Nation in Hudson Bay in James Bay area.